All right. So this week, someone lit themselves on fire outside of Trump's building, throwing out pamphlets. The cop was saying, oh, man, we got those pamphlets, and they said something about a Ponzi scheme. So I immediately thought AMC better be going to the moon this week in my brain. And then I found the pamphlets online, what they said from the guy that's burned himself up, which I saw him throw him up on a stretcher. Didn't look like he was, like, it didn't look like it was real, basically. But maybe it was, maybe it was. So we'll have that story and lots more stories inside the Kingdom of Judah, or actually World News with Israel, huh? Yeah. How is everybody doing out there? Hopefully you're having a good Passover this week. Excuse me. All right, we're going to go to www.google.com. I purposely stay away from the news.com/news all week on Google just so I can go to this one page and look at it and try to pull out 15 minutes of news for you going on around the world. First thing I see is Benjamin Netanyahu's face. He's looking a little tired. Probably tired of hearing the same question over and over. I don't get why we even have to listen to the same question over. It's like, are the people asking the questions not smart enough to ask a new question, or at least curb the question so they can get some more information a little bit better? So I can, maybe it's like watching two heavyweight fighters just going at it and just like, oh, I'm going to ask you a question. Oh, I'm going to block it. Oh, I'm gonna throw a dumb question at you just to get you ducking, and then I'm gonna hit you with a hard question, you know, just using the preemptive psychology behind it. All right, so Israeli leaders condemn expected U.S. sanctions for some reason. This is what I'm trying to figure out, piece together in my mind, because things gotta make sense inside here. Otherwise, the world don't make sense, and when the world don't make sense to me, then the world just don't make sense. All right, so what I'm saying is, for some reason now America is sanctioning a certain squad. You know, understandable. Oh, I get it. They're going to slap on the sanctions. So they say, well, we sanctioned them, but they got out of control after we sanctioned them. You know, so I don't know. Something preemptive, but whatever. Israeli officials lash out over potential sanctions. I was seeing Benjamin Netanyahu. He was saying, like, he's going to do everything for the troops. That's the best kind of leader. It's like, dude, if you got a leader that's going to lay down his life for you, that's the best kind of leader. That's why I've heard through my sources, YouTube, and rabbis on YouTube, that in Israel, the general has to go first into the war. I think that's the only way to lead, really. It's like, dude, I'm not going to throw myself out there when you say go, when there's a million bullets flying by. No, thank you. And I guess some people get shot over that. I guess I'd be one of them. Be like, all right, but I'll fight for you. But if you're leading me, then you're going first, dude. You know, like, otherwise I'm leading myself. Again, as long as I work for the same God, then hey, we go together. All right. So, will Biden admit hit Israel IDF with the first ever sanctions? Biden, I haven't seen Biden recently on the news for whatever reason. All right, Terry Anderson, AP reporter, abducted in Lebanon and held captive for years. Oh, really? It's kind of sad. I seen a guy today that looked just like my uncle, but it wasn't. This guy kind of looks like Jeffrey Dahmer a little bit, is what I'd say, as sad as that is. All right, but Terry Anderson, he's held in the Lebanon hostage crisis for 7 years. Oh, he's dead at 76. Oh, that's sad. Sorry, Terry. Thanks for serving the United States. Yeah, that's sad. Great bravery and resolve. Good job, buddy. it's amazing how many people have sacrificed their own lives in order for countries to survive. The ideologies behind countries, when none of them were built around the laws of Moses. It's like, why we need to adopt those rules? They're so easy to follow. It's like a basketball game. It's like, all right, you can't double dribble. All right, no traveling. Okay, but you can shoot the ball, you know, and you can't shoot three-pointers, you know. So that's just how the Torah is. It's not like, oh, we're just going to pretend like we know a God and just do whatever we want and walk around out of bounds at the basketball game where everyone else trying to play basketball. It's like, okay, obviously we can't play basketball with you guys because you don't believe in basketball. You just believe in walking around out of bounds, even though, hey, we're trying to play a fun game of basketball here. That's how I feel about Gentiles. People that don't follow the laws of Moses. It's like, oh, okay, force me to follow all of American laws. And if I break one of the 100,000 laws they've created so that you break them, so they can throw you in jail. And that while they're robbing you and giving all the money to Ukraine. Yeah, and killing you with the food and the pesticide they're spraying on your head. They're like, you have to follow all of our rules, and if you even budge, then it's like, no, I don't. I follow God's rules. That's it. That's the only thing I follow. That's the only thing you should follow. God's rules, that's it. You shouldn't follow no man-made rules. Who's the man to make a rule over me? You ain't ruling over nobody. Nobody under me, you're not. Guaranteed. All right, Columbia University rabbi warns Jewish students return home as soon as possible. Yeah, because the anti-Semitism is so bad, and it's even in the court in Washington State. If you look up my court hearing, maybe I'll post it online in a while. But, man, it's running rampant to where it's open. It's like, I don't want them teaching Judaism to my kids. I'm like, I have the right under, I think, the Constitution, if I read it right, it says the government cannot infringe upon my right to have my religion and teach it to my kids. It doesn't really say teach it to my kids. So I'm going to have to figure out a good defense. I've been working on some stuff, and it'll come to light. I was thinking about advertising it more on my DJ King Worldwide podcast. You should check that out. Got some good music this week. Hey, you guys have a great Passover, too. Hope everything goes well. All right. McCall commends Speaker Johnson's transformative following foreign aid vote. I started chuckling there because I was trying to think who Johnson reminds me of, and I figured it out. Bart Simpson. A little bit. I don't know why. This is like a little Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to me, reminds me of Bart Simpson. Just got that little cockiness about him, right? Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, but good guy. Seems like a good guy out front, but you never know. Depends on what you're doing. If you're helping further the kingdom of Judah and the kingdom of Israel and all the 70 nations, then you're going in the right direction. If you're not and you're trying to take over the world yourself and just be tough guy, then that's not going to work. We're done playing that game. And that's why people are going to start finding out that people are done playing. Just bully people around and try to take over the whole world. That's not the game we're playing. We're playing peace, love, and actual, like, organism that works together. Because basically what we got going on right now is, like, trees inside the forest that are poisonous. And they're just, like, wrapping themselves around good trees that are trying to, like, produce fruit. But these bad trees are like, oh, no, we're going to wrap our tentacle around you here and here and here and economically destroy you here and here. And in order to instill our ideology, which basically is nothing. The only one that has any archaeological proof of anything ever really happening is the nation of Israel. You have everything. Everybody in Egypt seen it, like the Twin Towers in New York. Oh, damn, two planes just hit the towers. They just fell down. Did all 3 million people see that at once? Because those Twin Towers are pretty big. Now, oh, yeah, we did. That's the same thing when God came down after splitting the Red Sea after leaving Egypt. Everyone seen that, and Egypt lost its whole army. So hopefully it doesn't happen again, but we've warned you about a million trillion times now. Okay, all right. Disney suspends Snow White's presence in theme parks indefinitely amid You know why? Because they let a 30-year-old get with a 14-year-old, which in America is illegal, but in Thailand is perfectly legal. And then probably in some Arab countries, perfectly legal. But in America, they want to, like, cut your head off over it. It's like, dude, don't you think that's a little bit harsh? Like, that's like being the dumb dog kept in the dumb kennel. It's like, oh, look at all the dogs out there enjoying life. Oh, look at that guy. That dog's on the beach. He's strolling around. He's got his glasses on and stuff. Oh, he's got a hot little poodle with him. Oh, no, but the dumb dog's in here with this chick over here with her saggy boobs and five kids. But she says if I give her money, she'll be my girlfriend and then get with my friend and my friend's friend and my brother and my cousin. That's American women, how I feel about them right now. And I guess if you can show me something different besides every single marriage where the girl does that, then maybe I'd see it a different way. But yeah, I guess we could have not had mercy on her adulterous women a long time ago and then not been in this position. But who am I to say what the Bible says or what the laws of Moses say? Yeah. Americans to get one-time payment of up to $11,500. Oh, yeah. Send me that $11,500, hopefully tomorrow, AMC rocket ship to the moon from $2.45 million data breach settlement. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So if these companies leak all your information, basically you're going to get a check between 100 billion people for $11,500. Or maybe they're really going to give you the $11,500. I doubt it. We'll see if that ever comes to fruition. We should tag that one. They should have a little button next to Google. Hey, Google, listen. You should have a little button next to it that says, I believe this or I don't believe this. Because sometimes this shit needs to be verified a little bit better. And there's got to be a way to verify it a little bit better. But that's just my technological opinion. It's priceless. All right. Bitcoin halving triggers unprecedented crypto chaos as price suddenly surges. Okay. So here's this is what the whole thing about the Trump thing was. Here we go. We're going back into the Trump thing right at the end of the show. But what happened was he was saying that crypto is just a big Ponzi scheme. There really ain't nothing really going to happen with crypto. It's just like a place where they say that it's worth something, but in the end, you're going to find out it's not worth anything. And then you're going to want your money back, but there's no money to get back because they dumped it into something else. Pretty much gold. If they're smart, they'd already dumped your money into gold if they're taking actual dollars. Like, otherwise, I don't know what you'd be doing, really, because there's nothing else going to be really valuable for very long except for gold and silver here in a minute. Like, the paper's not really going to be worth very much. Ooh, I was thinking about Arby's today too. How Arby's stayed in business so long, who knows? But I was thinking they do have Euros there, and I am a very big fan of Euros. I do like the soft little pita bread, warm little sauce, and some nice little juicy meat in there with some crispy lettuce. Yeah, that's some good stuff right there. I also like falafel. The falafel's not I like it a little softer. It seems like sometimes it gets a little too crunchy, and then it's good, but it's just so crunchy. It's like, geez. But I understand. I have a peculiar taste. Not that it's right. Not that it's wrong. It's just peculiar. All right. King Charles shares major update on his health with the latest move. I hope the whole royal family is doing well, and they've done a really good job, really. If you look back in history, they really kept the peace for a long, long time, you know? So definitely nothing bad you can really say about them as far as making sure their whole England is safe, you know? Or, yeah. Okay, so Apple warns millions of iPhone owners to look out for two dangerous signs. You must act immediately. Yeah, okay. My whole MacBook Air got a virus or something. I turned it on. My screen was all white. I could still see my icons, but everything was moving like super slow. Thought it was some kind of hardware failure or hard drive failure, but it wasn't. It was, I just reformatted the whole hard drive and reinstalled the operating system. And then I had to reinstall this. Why it's a day late. But that is our show for today. You have a great day. Everybody, have a great Passover. This is Israel. This is the World News. Shalom.
לעבודה עד שתה